It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Today we're talking pumpkins with Chef Christina Vanni, and Christina is going to share a few tips on how to use fresh pumpkin.
Start with a small pumpkin, 2 to 3 pounds, because the smaller pumpkins, they're sweeter. The larger the pumpkin gets, it's going to get a little more mealy, a little more stringy, plus it's really difficult to cut, so you use the smaller pumpkins, and first you're going to want to wash the whole thing. I cut it into large chunks and then scoop out the seeds, and of course, you got to save the seeds to roast later. Then there are several different ways that you can cook a fresh pumpkin in order to make puree. For me, my absolute favorite, putting it in the microwave. Put it in a glass baking dish and then add about 1/4 inch of water into the dish, and then cover it with some plastic wrap. And bent it a little bit. And then if you microwave it for about 5 minutes per pound, it comes out perfectly tender. You can scoop it out and puree it right then and there.
And there really is nothing better than fresh pureed pumpkin.
You could roast it in the oven. You could steam it on the stovetop. You could actually even do it in the slow cooker.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, depending on how much time you have, what method you prefer, there's a lot of different options.
Now, do you ever freeze any of your pureed pumpkin?
Yeah, it'll keep for a week or so in the refrigerator. Yes, you can definitely put it in the freezer up to 6 months.
Get the details at toniaskitchen.com.